Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Give me a B.
B.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an H.
H.
What's that spell?
Bish. Okay, so how do you guys like the listener calls on 2019 songs?
Loving it.
Music.
Yeah,
and what
totally
have
loving it.
Isn't it great?
It's a lot of fun.
It's like the best thing we do. And
yeah.
We don't even have to do that much, which is
that's
like the perfect
like
storm of podcasting, right?
We figured it out. It's only taken us 3 years.
Great content and low effort on our part.
Yeah, well, it's really awesome.
It's not low effort putting all these episodes together, but once we're recording, it's very low because we just listen to what people say.
That's right. And just agree most of the time. So we have listeners that are way smarter than we are, and it's just great to hear everyone's voice. And also, thanks to everyone who called in. We know you want to get the mixtape, but you guys have turned me on already after just a week and a half to so many new things. It's incredible.
That in particular
is so good.
That's what I really love about it because I feel like as much as I try to stay on top of music and I'm, you know, every month listening to different stuff and discovering things and sort of sorting through my mind what my favorites are at the end of the year, then somebody comes up with something I've never heard of.
I know.
Like
or
yesterday,
I love
Butcherettes, right? I'm like, never heard of this band, and I'm listening to stuff, and I'm going, this is pretty great.
Amazing. How have they been around for 10 years, and we didn't hear about them? So.
Right. And the dog is just going to chew on my hand as we record.
It was easy doing
this.
These episodes until Shadow comes down and starts chewing on your hand or your elbow. It makes it a little more challenging.
Everything was going along just fine until Shadow blew it.
Speaking of best of 2019, that was the year Shadow was born and entered this world.
That's right.
And entered our home. And
he's big for 2019.
He was born
birther.
In March.
Yeah. He's made a big impact already. He's a puppy.
He is still a puppy, hence the chewing on my hand right now. Which normally I would be really upset about, but I'm trying to keep this podcast episode going.
That's right.
So it's like, do what you got to do, dog.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do three calls.
Okay.
Today.
Sounds great.
With more picks. I don't think we introduced ourselves
yet. Think we did.
Okay, so this is Shadow. Hang on. There you go. And I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Brad Mailer.
Thanks, Brad, for hanging out with us this week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Hey, Peter Nordgren here, calling in with my favorite album of 2019. Usually I'm calling from my home on the south shore of Lake Superior in beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin. But today I'm on the north shore of the equally beautiful island of Kauai, where Deb and I have traveled to get a little getaway from our early winter this year. This year we went to the Newport Jazz Festival, and there we saw Sons of Kemet, one of the groups that Jim identified as something he really liked in a report this spring. I will say Sons of Kemet were just fantastic. They went on stage, two drummers, sax, and tuba. They played 25 minutes straight, took a break for a minute, and played 35 more minutes to finish out their set. Just solid, wild, jazzy stuff. I learned that the sax player, Shabaka Hutchings, has a different group. He has another group called The Comet Is Coming. And that group leans a little away from jazz and more toward rock, funk, and psychedelic, and whatever King Crimson is. There's definitely some King Crimson influence in there. They put out two albums this year. I haven't heard the brand new one that came out in December, but my favorite album for 2019 is Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery, by The Comet Is Coming. Hey, thanks to everyone, Jim, Patrick, Sammy, Sam, Matt, all the interns, everyone who contributes to make this a very entertaining podcast. And keep on rocking in 2020. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Okay, that is Summon the Fire from the album Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery by The Comet Is Coming. Are you familiar with this band, Patrick? And by the way, point of clarification, Sons of Kemet, that was your recommendation.
That's right.
Not mine.
So, no problem.
All right.
As long as we're getting it out there to everybody. And thanks, Peter. I am familiar with The Comet Is Coming. And I think for some of the reasons that Peter mentioned in his very apt description of the band, I sort of lean towards Sons of Kemet more because they're a little more straightforward jazzy and they don't get it quite as electronic and quite as psychedelic. I am familiar with this. I haven't listened to it nearly as much as Sons of Kemet, but Chewbacca Hutchins is amazing. He also has a band called Chewbacca and the Ancestors. So he has really three groups that he works with constantly and plays on other people's albums. So it seems like he's always creating something. So fantastic pick. I need to give it more time. It's one of those things I listened to a couple times and really never went back to it, but I definitely need to go back if Peter's that into it. Yeah.
And I also want to mention that Peter knows all the interns by name.
That was amazing.
That was great.
That was pretty really, awesome. Really cool, yeah.
That really was a good call.
Yeah, it was great. I want to be Peter, I think, because Cornucopia, and now he's in Hawaii, and he went to Newport Jazz Festival this
year.
That's
right.
Seriously, do you want to adopt a child, Peter? I'd be happy to be adopted by you.
Okay, so from that very intelligent, well-articulated call, right?
Yes.
We go to this.
All right, you want me to call in and, like, give you my best of 2019, all right? I got it down right here. Right here. That's not it. That's, half cut. All right, so, Big Thief, man. You came through strong. You came in really strong, man. Not such a great song, and so is Cattail. Those are my two favorites from Big Thief off separate albums. They released two albums because they were really cool this year. And then my next favorite song was Cosmic Tave by XX because, well, Mary Timoney is like the greatest guitar player of all time. Also like Superbike by Jason, Flash by Gosh, and All We Want Anymore by Stone Air. That's all I got, man. That's all I got. I got nothing more. I got nothing more.
The Bish.
Didn't identify himself, but we can with most 100% certainty say that was the Bish.
So, sort of a mythical
creature
character in the Rock in the Suburbs universe. You got to hear evidence of the Bish's existence. So what is that call? What's going on there, Patrick?
I know the Bish was into some IPAs before he made that call because I was right there with him getting into them. And I really encouraged him to call, you know, because basically he probably made the deadline by like an hour or something like that. So he got it in. I don't know what he said.
I heard J-Som.
Yeah, I did hear that. I heard X-Hex in there.
X-Hex.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Those were one of the ones we could identify, but I also didn't really get a clear sense of what was his favorite. I just, he had a bunch.
Well, maybe Big Thief?
Yeah, might have been Big Thief.
I missed Big Thief.
Yeah.
It was at the beginning.
Okay, so here are the bands he mentioned, because I've listened to this more than once. I've analyzed it. I've run it through different, you know,
algorithms,
techniques.
And voice recognition
software.
Right.
So the bands he mentioned were Big Thief.
Two great albums this year.
Yes.
Yep.
X-Hex.
Yes.
J-Som.
Yep.
Which I love that record.
Yeah. Great record.
Gosh?
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Stone Ir? I-R-R? Is that Stone Ir? Is that how it's pronounced?
That one I'm not totally sure on.
So would you like to hear any of those five?
I think we should hear something from one of the Big Thief records, right? Because we haven't talked about them a whole lot this year. Yeah. And they really, like you said, Brad,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like really, really great records. But, you know, honestly, I haven't given enough time to them myself.
Yeah, totally right there with
you.
Yeah.
I know this is one of the songs he mentioned, so I'll just hit play on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is Cattails from the first of two Big Thief albums from 2019. The first album is called UFOF. Then they put out another album later in the year called Two Hands.
Two Hands, yeah. I didn't hear that one, but I think maybe one time, half of it. So
I've listened to both of them a few times. They're both really, really, really good records. Yep. Heck, Obama likes Big Thief.
Does he really? Oh, wow.
That was on his list, yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. That's very cool. Amazing. So great. Yeah. I mean, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Bish will surface every now and then and do something.
Usually with an English accent.
That's right. That's a good point, Brett. He started to drift into it, but not too much. Yeah.
At the end, he kind of got that little bit. Okay.
Thank you, Bish.
Let's do one more call today.
Okay.
This one's a little bit longer. It's, I think, like a countdown kind of thing. So where are we?
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Barrett Reese calling in with my top albums of 2019. Coming in at number 5 on my list is an album by Orville Peck called Pony. I first heard the song Turn to Hate, which reminded me a lot of The Killers. From there, I also turned on the song Dead of Night and then started to dig into the album. It's really, really good. It's a lot like Americana, a little bit of Western. Very, very fun to listen to. For my number 4 album, it's an album by Jen Champion. It's an entire cover of the Weezer Blue album. I actually got this through a subscription service called Kitchen Turntable. So it is available online. I actually believe it's even better than the original. Didn't think it could be, but I absolutely enjoy this one. My number 3 album is by Jay Somm. It's Anico. I first heard the track Superbike off this one, and it's very, very poppy. The entire album is really, really cool to listen to. Hope to listen to this more over the next year. Number 2 is an album that came late to me this year. It is by Julia Jacklin. It's Crushing. First heard the track Body, and then heard the track Don't Know How to Keep Loving You, and the rest of the album is also just amazing. Don't know how I missed hearing this one earlier in the year. I wanna stay. Finally, for my number one pick, it is Maggie Rogers, Heard It in a Past Life. First caught wind of her on SNL, and then I got to see her live this past year at Forecastle, where I also got to meet the Koops, which was always good. Tracks like The Knife and Falling Water are just really, really good. The entire album is just kind of a go-to for both me and my wife this entire past year. We always seem to be popping it in, whether we're sitting around at home or driving somewhere. So, those are my picks. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope the rest of everyone else out in the suburbs are doing good. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
All right. Thanks to Barrett Reese.
Yeah, great to hear from Barrett. Very, very cool. And, you know, one thing I'll say really quick before we address the artist he mentioned is, I like how Barrett said, first heard the track, because that's the thing these days. You get the song, you know, either it's on a mix or a playlist or somewhere on a, you know, on a show, and then you get the album. It's not like the old days when you took the album out and unwrapped the plastic and dropped song one, side one. So it's totally a different game, but I think it really well illustrated by really cool music that Barrett found.
Cool picks, yeah. Are you familiar with Maggie Rogers?
A little bit. I am, actually. I reviewed her a couple years back for the Washington Post. Yeah, when she played at, what's the small place there on U Street? U Street Music Hall.
Yes.
Yeah, so much smaller than what she's playing now. Like, she's playing a lot bigger places.
She's been on SNL, apparently.
She's been huge. Yeah. And she's from Maryland, actually, Eastern Shore of Maryland. And very interesting sound, mix of electronica and kind of her vocals.
Interesting backstory, right? She was discovered by Pharrell.
Yeah, that's right. There's a kind of a viral video, and he was so moved by her song singing that he actually started crying, teared up a little bit, and was wept, you know, moved to tears by her music. And that's kind of
that's a cool story.
Swept her into the business.
So her album was called Heard It in a Past Life, and Barrett mentioned two different songs. One was called The Knife, and one was called Falling Water. Do you know either of those two songs?
No, I do not.
Mm-hmm. Which one would you rather hear based on title, I guess?
Let's go with Falling Water.
Falling Water. Okay. There you go.
Very, very cool. And listening to that, I was reminded, I was trying to remember myself who I think Maggie Rogers is influenced by and sounds a little bit like, and that don't mean that in a derogatory way at all, because I think this artist is really cool and definitely underappreciated. Beth Orton. I don't know if you remember her from the late 90s. She had kind of a folk, they used to call it like folktronica, but she mixed kind of those neat melodic elements with electronic music, and that's what I think Maggie does really well too.
I think of Kate Bush.
Ah, that's another one for sure. Yeah, definitely with that rhythm on that song, without a doubt. Yep, big influence.
And that kind of soaring vocal style, right?
Very cool artist. People should check her out. She's, you know, fairly listenable in a mainstream kind of way, but check her out anyway. I think it's great stuff.
Yeah, she's obviously popular, but I think straddles that line between sort of creativity, you know, credibility and popularity as well.
Yeah.
So.
And there's that name, Orville Peck, again. We've talked about him. We talked about him quite a bit in 2019. He kind of cropped up for us.
Well,
but people were really, really into him.
Yep. So hold that thought for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I think that name's going to come up again.
Okay.
All right. And Orville Peck, very different.
Oh, yeah.
From some of this other stuff we've heard.
So. The Orville Peck is very different. Cute little shadow.
All right. All right. Thanks to all the callers. We're going to do more calls tomorrow. I'll probably have another beer as well. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Brad Mailer.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. The dog just decided to lie down right on my microphone cable.
As all Brad right. said, even when he's lying down, his heart is beating about 3,000 beats a minute. So.
All right. Good boy. All right.